How much is 12? How much do you need 12 in situations like that when you're kind of new to like running with the first team?
Need him. he's as vital as anyone else on this team. So it's important that me and him are on the same page. We're on the same page, and we can go forward cleanly.
How are you looking at this new opportunity here in this backfield? The way things are, you know, with Lacy out, Starks out. Uh-huh. I mean, this is exactly what a guy like you is looking for.
I just want to take the opportunity, and you know, I've had time to reflect. I reflect on the fact that I'm just extremely blessed to be where I'm at. You know, this isn't something that's supposed to happen. It's not an opportunity that's just given. You got to work for it. So I'm happy at this point that I'm at where I'm at. I just want to do what the coaches tell me to do to where I can get in the game and help us win.
I think a lot of people were interested to see you in the game last week, and then you're out just like that. Yeah. If you had to describe to people what kind of runner you are, how would you describe to people who haven't seen you play yet?
Oh, I kind of just. I mean, it's hard to explain. I just be trying to play football. I don't really have like I think I'm a little more shifty than most, so I try to use that to my advantage.
How'd you stay? What was your attitude like getting that chance and then having to go away right away and having to wait another 10 days?
Coach promoted positivity throughout the entire week. So regardless of what happens to me personally by myself, I got to make sure I go out there and still have a great body language, great mentality, and you know, never trying to kill the vibe of everybody else on the sideline just because of what I got going on. Of course, I wasn't going to be happy about it. I wasn't. But, you know, I just wanted to keep guys encouraged and throughout the game, so make sure that, you know, we keep the same juice, the same flow, and not be, you know what I mean, a cancer to the team.
You talk about body language. You're kind of rubbing your hand there while you were talking about it. What's going on there?
I just keep rubbing it, make sure it's all good, you know what I mean? That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Just keep it going.
Does it hurt now?
It's in pain still, but as the days go on, it's starting to ease back on me, so I'm just following all orders that the trainers got me doing. All orders. They tell me to stand up, sit down. So.
Hey, Don, last week Coach McCarthy mentioned that you and Aaron Niall sat down for like an hour and a half. I think it was the night before the game.
Mm-hmm.
What was that kind of like, and what did you sort of take away from having a chance to kind of...
Oh, just the details. And that was the biggest thing. When I went in, I was like, you know, he was like, come in so we can talk about the detail and things that you don't know playing in the game. Like just his verbal cues, you know, his body language, the way he, you know, operates the offense, it's different for, you know, every quarterback. So the way he managed the game, he was just trying to fill me in on everything, and he gave me good advice, you know what I mean? Just feel like you belong.